Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of The Theater Talk. Today, I got to talk to Aaron, who is the head of admins at a little company slash organization called The Concert Project. The Concert Project is working to unite singers and performers all around the world during this difficult time. So, without further ado, let's get right into the episode.
Hi.
Do you want me to turn my video on or?
You can do either one, whichever one you're comfortable with.
Well, I'm just like in bed chilling. Oh. My current Zoom space is occupied. So we're on a bunch of pillows.
Okay. Well, hello. Welcome to the podcast.
I'm excited. Yeah. Go ahead. Fine. So I'm the owners of the Concert Project. Just stay anonymous because I don't know why. I know them personally, but they didn't want me to say who they are. So I'm just like the head of the admins. And I kind of run meetings and stuff because I know the people who own it personally.
Yeah. Cool. Well, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So today I have a quick fire, which is like random questions, none of which are on topic to what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
And then we can talk about what the Concert Project is and some other things.
Awesome.
Cool. So we can get started right now.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so for the quick fire, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is chicken parm.
Ooh, nice. Favorite color?
Pink.
Me too. Probably tell.
Yeah, my walls are also pink.
Do you prefer texting or FaceTiming?
Ooh, it depends on the situation, 100%.
Got it. And what is your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Cool. Mine's a bit interesting. I'm actually what I call a Virgo. Because on some calendars, when my birthday is, Leo ends, but then Virgo also starts. So I call myself a Virgo.
Oh, nice. I love it.
All right. So we're going to jump in to basically what is kind of like the main topics. What is the Concert Project?
So basically, it's an outlet for any performer, regardless of age, where they live, or like financial stability. It's completely free, just to have an outlet to perform and audition and practice their craft.
Got it. Yeah, because definitely during a time like this, we're really limited to what we can do right now.
Exactly.
So what is the Concert Project doing right now, and what are you guys hoping to do in the future?
So right now, we just actually were in the middle of developing a new project that kind of combines everything we've been doing. So from the beginning, we've had arrangements and concerts, and arrangements are pretty much sending a group of like 5 to 10 people tracks, and then they sing with those tracks and record themselves, and then we edit them together. And then concerts are obviously just singing solo songs. So right now we're doing a Halloween concert where we have an arrangement, two arrangements. One is the opening and one is the closing. And then we're going to do the concert like model in the middle. So we're hoping that that works out because that could be really cool to do concerts like that and get more people involved. We also started doing Q&As with Broadway kids. And I think because I've been the one interviewing them, and I definitely really want to keep continuing to do that. And I think that we want to start doing master classes via Zoom, which will be lots of fun if we can get that to work.
Yeah, amazing. So what has been your favorite project favorite thing that the Concert Project has done so far?
Well, I can never pick a favorite, but I'm kind of tied. So our first ever concert, we just let anyone who wanted to sing basically send in a role placement video, and we'd give them a song. They learned a song, or they told us what song they wanted to sing, and then we compiled them all together. It was like a 2-hour concert, but I loved it just because it gave everyone the chance to sing a solo song. And we kind of also got to learn, like, are these people actually going to submit videos, you know? But then I also loved our Pride concert because we had so many people who are allies or who are LGBTQ+ and who really wanted to, like, share the love, you know? And that was really cool.
Yeah.
To see so many people.
So, kind of piggybacking off the last one. So you guys, from what I see, you guys did the Bring It On, kind of mini concert show. Are you guys going to be doing something similar?
We actually have a few in the works right now. It is just a huge production, and generally, like for the last one, I actually directed it. And it's just that when you direct it, you have to do this, cut down the script and record all the tracks and then edit the whole thing together. And it's a really long kind of ordeal for both the performers and the directors. So I think what we are trying to do in the future is get multiple directors who split the work and to actually make the shows shorter so that people don't have to spend so much time recording things. But it was really fun. And I felt like, cause we had such a small cast, like everyone actually got to know each other and stuff. So mm-hmm. I like want to do more of those.
Yeah. Small casts are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you kind of get involved with, this?
So it's actually so we have a big theater program at my school. I go to a public school, and, it's just that there's not as many people per grade who are in it, if that makes sense. So I knew some girls in this theater program who they started it over quarantine. And right when they started it, they were like, hey, will you be the head of our program? Because I tend to be like more of a leader with the cast and everything. And so they were like, will you be like the face of the program? Because we want to stay anonymous. And yeah, that's kind of how I got involved, and I was super excited. So
amazing. So, with the concert project, what is like your favorite part about kind of seeing it grow into something huge? And
the coolest thing is getting lots of people to audition for productions, like people who are genuinely excited to do it. Another thing that makes me really happy is usually when we make these cast group chats, there's not a lot of communication happening. It's just kind of me or one of the other admins being like, hey, submit your videos. But recently our cast group chats have started becoming like people actually getting to know each other and people taking initiative and being like, how's everyone's day going today? And that's so cool, because that was kind of the goal from the beginning, is to allow people around the world to make friends and everything, you know? So that's really cool.
So because you are kind of like the head of the like admin and all that, when you guys first started, was there kind of like, I'm not going to say like confusion, but kind of like an unknowingness, thinking, are people actually gonna be doing this?
Well, it was actually very interesting, because the day one, when we first started it and we're like following people and getting our name out there, we actually had tons of people reach out. So that kind of got us all excited. But there was obviously always an unknown, because there are things that are similar and things that you can do on your own, but I feel like our group kind of also introduces something unique that not a lot of other places do. So.
Yeah. And then kind of going off your last answer, what makes the concert project so different and distinctive from all these other programs out there?
Well, to start, we try our best to cast pretty much everyone. I know that there's a lot of programs that are maybe with bigger accounts that are very exclusive or very, we're only going to cast people who like have upwards of this many followers, regardless of like how talented they are. And we really try to cast everyone who auditions, of course, unless they have like crazy restrictions or whatever, but we generally are pretty good about that.
Yeah. So this is going to be kind of like a different question. What was kind of when you guys first, or even now, with the concert project, what has been the biggest struggle?
What's always been the biggest struggle is having people take it seriously. When we go through the trouble of making tracks and assigning songs, it's really tough when people don't submit their videos and then they don't like have a reason. Like, we've tried to be really, really relaxed. Like, we've had plenty of people have to drop out because of lost family members and that sort of stuff, which is what we were prepared for from the beginning. But it just really sucks when people are just like totally last minute are like, hey, I just don't want to do this anymore. And you're like, oh, well, that kind of sucks, you know? And we only have so many admins who can record for these people. So when you're just not taking it seriously, it isn't fair to the people who genuinely can't do it and don't want to like ruin the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, even last school year, I was in a production at Grease and half of the cast didn't even want to be there.
Exactly. And it's really tough because like you put all this work in for people to just not submit their videos, you know?
Yeah. So because the concert project is trying to be non-exclusive, have you guys seen kind of an issue with the people themselves being exclusive, or is everyone kind of just like big happy family?
Well, it's that theater community, you know, that makes theaters so different from any other extracurricular you can do. People are just, you kind of get both sides of the spectrum. Either people are genuinely very exclusive, but most theater people are very open and just wanting to be friends with everybody. And I think we've really been able to see that through these projects. There are, of course, people who will just not speak to anybody on the group chats, but no one really causes problems that way, which has been really nice.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, that's one thing that can come with, like, other programs is, like, for, say, like, community theater. Like, you go in, like, you're trying to make friends, but then people have these cliques from, like, the past shows.
Exactly. And no, people are really good about that. Even people who are routinely getting leads. Like, you see that a lot in community theater where people who constantly are playing lead roles become kind of rude to the people who are playing like ensemble roles. We've never seen that. Everyone's, even people who have been literally leads in every single one of our productions, haven't ever talked down to somebody or anything.
Yeah. So what productions have you guys done?
We've done quite a few, lots of fun ones. We do lots of concerts that are just themed. So we've done, from the beginning, we did an introductory concert, which is the one where we just let everyone audition. We've done themed ones like decades and stuff. I do think that doing themed ones for holidays and like the Pride concert stuff are a little bit more fun just because you have an actual set theme to do. The decades concert was actually really fun to cast just because I got to like go in every decade, and then all the other admins were like, what about this song? And it was really fun. The Halloween concert was the same way, where we got to like brainstorm Halloween themed shows. And then arrangements, I actually don't do a lot of the arrangements, but I know right now we're editing Meet the Plastics. We did River, which was actually edited by a professional, which was really cool. His daughter auditioned and got one of our leads, and she was like, hey, my dad's a recording like producer, and he said he would be down to like edit it if you guys were up to it. And I was like, yes. And then I told the owner people, and they were like, got really excited. So it was really cool. Yeah. And then we've done, I can't even remember. We should do Candy Store. We have not done that one yet. Right now, obviously, with This Is Halloween, or with the Halloween concert, we're doing This Is Halloween and time warp, but we can't, I literally can't remember because I don't do them. The concerts are way easier to remember.
Yeah. And then another thing that comes with quarantine is like the sudden outburst with all these different things. So like, for example, my podcast and all these other things, for example, concert project. If it continues to grow, are you guys going to continue after, for say, when the pandemic ends or even does end? It's confusion right now.
Honestly, personally, there have definitely been times where I just don't have the motivation to like keep going. But honestly, every once in a while, it's that same spark that made you start it in the first place. Like when we're in the Halloween concert group chat and everyone's being super supportive, and that kind of thing makes me want to like continue it forever because it's so cool. But I think honestly, we're going to just roll with how it goes. Like if we start losing traction, like we don't have a choice at that point. I don't think we will, because we do have a pretty good like turnaround rate, like as people are leaving, new people are coming in. And hopefully it continues. I think we can also get, the top part is the work. So I think that as we get more admins, it'll be easier to keep it going for however long.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm sorry. So with the concert project, I totally lost my words. I'm so sorry. So with the future in mind, because as you already said, every once in a while, there's going to be those times where like you genuinely kind of just like want to give up in the moment. Yeah. And then there's also the actors who sometimes drop out. What would happen, even like, this is not the brightest, but if like for say everyone kind of just loses interest, would you guys like try and keep it going, like bring new people in?
I think it'll be a group decision whether or not we end it. But I do think that if we end it, we will definitely end it with a big concert where we can like rile people up and be like, yo guys, this is the final one. Get your videos in, do your arrangements. We're going to do everyone's favorite songs. We'll do something similar to the introductory concert. But we kind of had that plan just in case we do start to lose traction, because we want to like act on that immediately, you know? But
yeah. And then also, the project is kind of like a worldwide based thing. So have you guys been able to see like people from other countries or like all over the United States?
Yeah. So if anyone from the concert project is listening who has been here from the beginning, I brought to the table that I wanted to make a website. This ended up being way too crazy after we started getting like hundreds and hundreds of people participating. Mm-hmm. Basically, I wanted to have a little blurb for every single person who was performing with us. And one of the questions was, where are you from? And it was so cool to see how many, we actually have a shocking number of people from like India. Like, I don't even know like why. It's like, literally, if you look at our analytics, it's like the United States and then India. It's like so random, but it's so cool. We get lots of people from Australia and London, because big kind of locations.
Yeah.
And like London specifically, we get a lot of people randomly like Ireland and like that kind of area, that kind of Scandinavian area, but honestly like everywhere. It's really cool.
Yeah. Do you guys practice over Zoom? Because then this will kind of debate for my next question.
Yeah. So we started over Zoom, but then Google Meets made it so that you can just do meetings like without having a G Suite account. So we started doing them through there because it's free.
Yeah.
Don't make money from this. You know, so.
Yeah. Now that determining my next question, how do times for rehearsals work out with everyone, especially in all these different time zones?
So the only thing we've had to do rehearsals for have been Bring It On, and then we had to do like little meetings before all of our Q&As. All other instruction is done by like videos that we send out. But for Bring It On, it actually made it very easy that everyone was in the same time zone. Everyone was EST, Eastern Time.
Oh, that's really ironic.
That was very helpful. And I made the Google form, and I put in that to have people just put all conflicts through the summer. But what's very convenient is that if you're auditioning for the show, you probably have nothing going on for the summer.
Yeah.
So that also helped. And it was really, like, I think two girls had conflicts. And so it was like, oh, let's just do it on the days that you don't have conflicts and we'll be fine. And it was only like two rehearsals a week. So it's not even like.
Yeah. No. It's not like a major, like, you have to come. This is mandatory.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, a lot of the girls I genuinely trusted that, like, if they missed it and I sent them the Zoom, they would learn it. And then we'd have a little meeting to make sure they have it, like, on the right side and everything. But the girls were really good at that, too.
Yeah. So another thing is with this and the concert project. So for what I saw in Bring It On is that it was really well put together. And so when doing that, was it stressful or kind of like with these things, does it like get overwhelming at some points when you have like multiple of them going on at the same time?
So fun fact for anyone listening is that I do all of the editing for the concert project. And the Bring It On, I really procrastinated on it. I did all the tracks because you have basically, I used iMovie because I am too scared to learn any other program.
Yeah.
I have Adobe Premiere and I just can't learn how to use it. And I'm just comfortable with iMovie. So that's the one I used. But I made all my tracks through GarageBand and basically to do the tracks and then the video, and the video takes like a really long time. I did all my tracks as I received the music from people. But the actual video portion and then finding all the scenes, Kiki, one of the other admins, shout out, knows that I spent the entire, we had a long weekend, and I literally spent the entire 3-day weekend editing. Like, I would edit from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and only break for like food or when my parents wanted to go somewhere. That was the only time. But that was like, it was stressful, but that was like 100% my fault. It's like the arrangements are like, they're very easy to do. It's like the motivation thing, you know, it like takes an hour in reality, but you're like, oh, it's going to take 5 years.
Yeah. So, with this, have you seen any kind of issues with having to balance specifically kind of like for you or for others, like the admins? Have you guys seen like an issue having to balance school and then with the company as well?
So what's been awesome is that we create our own deadlines. So if I genuinely know that there is no way I'm getting a video out until 2 weeks from when we get all the videos, we'll send a message to the group chat and be like, guys, just so you know, we can't edit this for a few weeks, so it'll come out late, and they're usually fine with it. And I honestly, it's one of those things where I can just kind of sit down and do it all at once. So if I have an hour or 2 hours or something free, I'll usually do it then. So it's been kind of hard, but also easy because of we own it, you know. So yeah. Like, we can do whatever we want.
And then, kind of in general, with the concert project. What was like your favorite part about just like the project in general? Cause I think we've had questions similar to this, but just like in general.
So what's cool is I actually know pretty much all the admins personally. There's a few that came to us through the app. But I know all the admins that are like under me personally. And so it's been cool. Like some of them aren't even people that I knew very well until we decided to work together. And it gives us like a reason, like an actual reason to like talk to each other and like laugh and have like editing meetings and stuff, which is really cool.
Cool. Yeah. So kind of moving off of the project, with you in general, what is your favorite musical?
Ooh, it changes every day, but I pride myself on the fact that I love modern and older musicals. My favorite older musical has to be Chicago. I love Chicago.
A classic.
Velma Kelly's a dream role. And newer-ish musicals, I'm really into both Little Shop of Horrors and Something Rotten. And then I feel like, modern musicals, it's like you go into your phases, you know? And
yeah.
Then you're not in those phases, you're like, why did I even like that? So, yeah. I went through, like, the Be More Chill phase, the Dear Evan Hansen phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think personally for me too, as someone who listens to more modern than kind of like golden age is what I'm going to say. definitely go through a lot of phases. Right now I'm in I'm in a Lightning Thief phase.
Love it. Oh yeah. I'm also a big fan of like classics gal. I love Sweeney Todd, lots of other stuff too. So it's all lots of fun.
Yeah. And then also with, you in general, what would be your go-to audition song?
Oh my goodness. It really changes based on what I'm working on at the time. I am really lucky to have a voice coach who's very supportive of whatever I want to sing. And regardless of if it's like in my range, she will make it in my range and she's the absolute best that way. So I tend to get really excited about whatever song I'm working on. Right now, my absolute favorite song to sing because it makes me feel really cool is Good and Evil from Jekyll and Hyde. I watched the musical because I have Broadway HD and I was like, I want to sing that song because it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's been my favorite to use for literally everything.
Yeah. And then for our last question, and then I'm going to ask you to say just like, I'm going to ask you to stay like a second longer. Okay. For our last question, why should people come to the Concert Project?
Because we really try our hardest I've never tried harder at anything than to make everyone feel like they have a place to perform. If you have any problems or if you want audition help or if you want someone to look over your audition tape or you really want to sing a certain song for something, like we're really good at taking requests like that. And we just want to include everybody always. It's so hard to cast anything because you just want to cast everybody all at once. So I think that it's a really, really cool like family that we've created of like 1,700 people. But there's just so much support. You see so much support in the comments. And it's just a really cool thing.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming today. Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Theater Talk. The Concert Project is so amazing, and I'm going to put their Instagram in the description/details for the episode below. So everyone, wear your mask, stay safe, have an awesome day, and I'll see you guys all next week. Bye.